Well, this is the season's been great so
far. It's been a lot of fun so far, and I think there's a lot more great moments to come.
And so the next one, taking place on November 20th, that's a Sunday at 3 o'clock in Epley Auditorium, is Christopher Taylor. Mathematician, a philosopher, and a pianist.
Right.
Of extraordinary talent, it seems. I was wondering, one of the things that might appeal to you about him is he's been building this piano.
He's been trying to come up with a two-keyboard piano. I mean, everybody's familiar with two-manual harpsichords, and he's a great proponent of the works of J.S. Bach, and particularly the Goldberg Variations, which was written by Bach for a two-manual harpsichord. Chris has come up with this two-manual piano. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I'm really anxious to sit down and talk with him about it and see how that's going to, what he's done with that.
Yes, it's remarkable.
Unfortunately, he won't have that with him. He won't be playing on that in Epley, but he will be playing some Bach.
It's hard to bring that as a carry on.
Yeah. That's right.
So he will be playing some Bach, Partita number 6.
In the 18th century, keyboard suites, dance suites, were very, very popular. They went by a number of different names, suites, partitas, but they usually described these stylized instrumental suites, and there were always certain dances that were essential dances in these suites. There was an allemande and a courant and a sarabande and a jig, and then some additional movements to fill out the suite, usually some kind of an introductory movement, a prelude or a toccata, and then some, usually following the sarabande, a group of dances collectively known as the gallantries to fill out the suite between the sarabande and the jig. The partitas are probably the most substantial of the dance suites that Bach wrote. There were 6 of them. They were published in 1731 as part of Bach's monumental work titled the Klavierübung, and it was sort of a compendium of contemporary keyboard styles and genres that he assembled, and volume 1 was comprised of the 6 partitas. They were intended for a two-manual harpsichord. Probably Chris will be playing them on his two-manual piano at some point, I'm sure. But they're among Bach's most demanding works, and they're really wonderful, accessible works for audiences, even though they're tremendously difficult for the performer.
I'd imagine that, and I think one of the reasons why the two-manual keyboard is desirable is because it sort of takes away some of the acrobatics that the pianist is required to perform.
It does, and I mean, a lot of times you're almost needing the same note with each hand at the same time, and on a two-manual instrument, that's real easy to do. You can have the same pitch because there's 2 of them, but on a piano, you have these little train wrecks, and you collide with yourself trying to play some of this stuff.
Well, I'm sure he will make it through with great success.
I'm sure he will make it look very easy.
Performing Bartok Sonata.
Yeah, Chris is a real supporter and proponent of contemporary music, standard contemporary works, as well as some very avant-garde literature. And the Bartok Sonata, it's a wonderful piece. Bartok himself was a pianist. One of his big activities was collecting ethnic folk music. He actually was one of the first people to use a recording device to record these little tunes from some of the ethnic Hungarian and Romanian groups, and really making him one of the first ethnomusicologists. And in his compositions for the piano, he would use these tunes as a basis for the compositions. He rarely actually quoted the specific tunes, but he would write his own tunes in the style of these various ethnic melodies. He was a real innovator with harmonic language, too. He was fascinated by the harmonic language that Debussy was using late in his compositional career. And And he was also fascinated with some of the atonal things that Schoenberg had come up with. And when he was working on the sonata, which was written in 1826, he had come to a point in his own compositions where he sort of had fused those two styles into a kind of a new musical language. And always a pervasive element in Bartók's music are these vital rhythms. And the sonata reminds me a little bit of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, with those really driving, sometimes unexpected rhythms, and almost there's a certain savagery about it in certain places.
Somebody else that really changed music would be Chopin, the great stylist.
And,
Christopher will be playing the preludes.
He's going to play the entire set. A lot of times pianists will lift small groups of these wonderful pieces and play a short set of them, but he's going to play the entire set of 24. These pieces were published in the middle of 1839. Chopin would have only been 19 years old. It looks like, from everything we can tell, that those pieces were written probably in the preceding 2 years, most of the preludes. That title, Prelude, is kind of an interesting one to think about. During live performances in the early 19th century, there was a practice called preluding, where a performer would sort of prepare the mood of the piece to follow with a little brief, usually improvised movement that would link the preceding piece to the following one. And there's some evidence that Chopin actually did this a little bit in his own performances. However, the preludes that he wrote that we're going to hear on Sunday really were meant to stand on their own as independent compositions. He was probably inspired by J.S. Bach, the two sets of 24 preludes and fugues of the Well-Tempered Clavier. And just like Bach, Chopin has a prelude in each of the 24 major and minor keys. So, and they're arranged in key order. The first one is in C major, and then it's relative minor key, which is A minor. Then he adds one sharp, and you have a prelude in G major, followed by one in E minor. Then you move on to the next key, and you completely go around the circle of keys. They're really very diverse pieces. Some of them are among the shortest, simplest, most charming pieces that have ever been written. And then others are, while still very compact, incredibly dramatic, and they really search the depths of the soul and are as difficult as anything Chopin wrote. So
And done at 19.
And 19 years
old. Emotional understanding.
It's hard to believe. I mean, they're kind of like a musical reduction sauce. I mean, this compact form really intensifies the feeling and the meaning of each of these pieces. And
so, like, technically and emotionally, they prelude
both
through all experience.
And they're really demanding for the pianist because they shift gears so quickly. Some of them are only a few measures long, you know. 15 measures long, and then you go into something that's totally different. And it's a really exciting set to listen to. Never a dull moment.
I've been talking with Professor Jim March, director of the Morningside Piano Recital Series. Christopher Taylor will perform a free recital this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. in Epley Auditorium. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.